laser beam technique to touch something. When we die hard, they build a monument to honor us with humongous effect in the world. We could have conquered it.
I don't want to skip over the other prisons that you were transferred to if you want to talk about them, but I am curious to hear about Attica.
Well, I wasn't in Attica for the riots. I was sent there after the riots. But the thing about the riots in Attica was those guys had all people in there should riot over stuff. I mean, the abuses and stuff that you suffer, it's more than just a daily abuse. It's such degradation, you know? And the outcome of that is prisons, people are worried, oh, prisons are not doing their job. The sad thing is, yes, they are. They weren't made for rehabilitation and to teach you a lesson and send you back out in the world to do better. They were made to hold, separate you, and contain your ass, and torture, beat, and abuse you to whereby you don't have enough sense to go out and commit any more crimes. Because they've taken your mind and your thought process and your sense of will from you. That's what they were made for, and that is still what they're doing.
Good morning and welcome to Time is for Clocks on CKUT 90.3 FM. That was the voice of Miss Major Griffin Gracie in a interview for the New York Public Library Trans Oral History Project. You can listen to that interview in its full 2-hour length on the New York Public Library website. Search the Trans Oral History Project and Miss Major, and you should find it. You'll hear a few more excerpts from her over this piano piece called Gay Gorilla by Julius Eastman.
Talk a little bit about the Stonewall riots and what that was like.
You know what? It was scary. It was something that happened all the time. The police come in and shut down bars all across the United States, not just New York, everywhere. They come, take that nightstick, hit the door jam, the lights come on, and you streamed out. That's the routine, that's what you did. Everybody knew it. They checked for ID to see if minors were in the bar and stuff like that. And the routine started, but nobody budged. Everybody just looked at one another. And when we got our nerves together and everybody decided, okay, we're gonna go out, a fight ensued. And all of this crap that I've been hearing over the years is, oh, someone threw a shoe, someone threw a Molotov cocktail, someone did something else, someone slugged a cop. I don't know what happened. All I know is a fight ensued. And we were kicking their ass. So much so, they backed into the bar for protection. And then the next thing you knew, the riot squad was there. Then it was on. And I had learned from some friends in Chicago that if you're ever in that kind of situation with the cop, do something to piss him off enough to knock you out. Because if they don't knock you out, they will continue to beat your ass or they break bones in your body, hit a rib, it punctures your lung, and you die. So I snatched this cop's mask thing, spit in his face, he knocked my black ass. And they dragged me to the fucking truck and threw my ass in there. But I'm still here.
This debut episode of Time is for Clocks on the FM dial is centered around music and voices of black trans resistance and black resistance more largely. You're going to hear some clips from a documentary called Finally Got the News about auto worker union organizing in Detroit in the 1960s. You'll hear a track by Montreal's own Backwash, as well as music from Moor Mother, The Last Poets, Sylvester, Archie Shepp, and of course Julius Eastman, who's playing out under us now with Gay Gorilla. I hope you enjoy.
There's only so much you can do, you know, to change it. Like, you know, and people being all hopped up and happy over Stonewall, oh, that's, you know, okay, that's really nice. But having been there and getting my ass knocked out, why wasn't it better for my community afterwards? Why all of a sudden were we still like rugs to the rest of the community? Why was everybody stepping on our shoulders and our back and going, we're the ones that did this, really? You know, where's the respect, you know? And I'm not asking for, you know, the people to jump up and worship and idolize and adore us. I'm just asking you to see the reality here. Who went to this club? You know, the fans aren't going in and out of it. They had, what, 90 million clubs all over the village. You know, you could just stop for a minute and open up a bottle of beer and it was a gay club. You know, what is this?
Thank you. They give you little bullshit amounts of money for working, wages and so forth, and then they steal all that shit back from you in terms of the way you got his other things set up. His whole credit gimmick society, man. Consumer credit, buy shit on credit. He give you a little bit of shit to cool your ass out, and then steal all that shit back with shit called interest, the price of money. Motherfuckers in non-producing, non-existing, industries, motherfuckers who deal with paper. There's a cat who will stand up and say to you, he's in mining. And he sits in an office, man, on the 199th floor in some motherfucking building on Wall Street, and he's in mining. And he has paper, certificates, which are embroidered and shit, stocks, bonds, debentures, obligations, he's in mining. And he's sitting up in Wall Street and his fingernails ain't been dirty in his motherfucking life. He went to Phillips Andover or Exeter. He went to Harvard. He went to Yale. He went to the Wharton School of Business and he's in mining. And the motherfuckers who deal with intangibles are the motherfuckers who are rewarded in this society. The more abstract and intangible your shit is, hey, stocks, what is stocks? A stock certificate is evidence of ownership in something that's real. Ownership. He owns and controls and therefore receives, the benefit from. That's what they call profit. He fucking with shit in Bolivia. He fucking with shit in Chile. He's Kennecott. He's Anaconda. He's United Fruit. He's in mining. He's in what? He ain't never in his life produced shit. Investment bankers, stock brokers, insurance men. It's motherfuckers who don't do nothing. We see that this whole society, man, exists and rests upon workers, and that this whole motherfucking society controlled by this ruling clique is parasitic, vulturistic, cannibalistic, and is sucking and destroying, man, the life of motherfucking workers, and we have to stop it because it's evil.
There's a lot of confusion amongst white people in this country, amongst white workers in this country, about who the enemy is. The same contradictions of overproduction, the same contradictions of increasing production are prevalent within the white working class. But because of the immense resources of propaganda, publicity, radio, television, journals, magazines, and so on and so forth, which can be drawn upon, white people tend to get a little bit confused about who the enemy is. If you take a look at, white workers in Flint, for instance, in the automobile industry, who are pretty hard pressed because the Buick plant up there is whipping their ass, and it's whipping their ass about twice as hard today as it was 5 years ago. But who do they think the enemy is? The nigga on the street. Crime in the streets, was the problem. Or black people, moving into our neighborhood, causing housing prices to decline and threatening to rape our wives and daughters, And as a result, you get a cat like George Wallace who comes along. And George Wallace is not the first of the populist fascists in this country. And George Wallace talks about how the big fat cats of Wall Street are messing up the country. It's the little man that's suffering because of, the big, rich financial barons of Wall Street in conjunction and in alliance with the niggas. And the white folks, the white workers, tend to buy that shit up. They tend to eat it up. They tend to love it. That's not in Birmingham, Alabama that I'm talking about. That's in Flint, Michigan. As a result of that kind of thing, millions and millions of white workers in this country just don't understand what's going down and end up becoming counter-revolutionary, even though the contradictions which they face every day would say that they should be the most staunch revolutionaries. Black people represent, the most forward and progressive and militant movement inside of the plant, which are calling not for, in reality, they ain't calling for the destruction, of, the white working class. The demands which are being presented, are demands which are calling for an uplifting of the working class as a whole. And the actual fact of the matter is that the movement of black workers is a class movement that's calling for a total change in the relationship between workers and owners altogether. And what it's saying is that certainly we don't want all the shitty and lowest paying jobs in the plant. Certainly we don't want to be, the most exploited people in the plant. And we aren't calling for anybody to be exploited. We're calling for the elimination of exploitation in the plants. We're calling for the elimination of racism in the plants. We're calling for the elimination of any kind of conditions inside of the plant, which are bad, for the basic, health and enjoyment, of life. We are not calling for the replacement of the black proletariat, with white workers, who happen to be in a higher stage in the ladder. We are not calling for a situation in which white oppressors will be replaced by black oppressors.
We are calling for the ending of oppression altogether. You know, basically the reason that they're racist is because of the fact that they're afraid, you know, that the little bit of niche that they got in society is going to be lost. But ain't nobody been trying to demonstrate to them that rather than being against the black movement and being enemies of the black movement, that they should be in favor of the black movement, supporters of the black movement, because the things that the black movement is doing inside of industry are basically in their interests. The kinds of demands and the kinds of movements, you know, which black people are making inside of the plants are not inimical to the interests of the average white worker.
To ghoulish bohemians who rotate their moldy penis in some bastard corner of your mother's mind. Hey, you who laughs at the signifying monkey deep in the wastelands of your soul while resurrected zoot suits with conch brains dance the bop in the midnight hour of the timeless day. Hey, you whom fear has killed before any bullet or knife has pierced your finger-fuck dreams. In time and space, space and time, where are we going in time and space? Where are we going? And time is ending and space is endless and time and time to ride the truth into space. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Blast off, attack, niggas. Blast off, attack, niggas. Niggas, it's time to attack the customized lies and brooding images we give to the world as raggedy testimonials of our togetherness. But yet, still our children search the wind in evidence of a whispered nation. Still our children look at life from the shredded wombs of fluorescent whores. Still our children seek love in the slobber and slime of a pitiless dream as they secretly wish for death in some sewer of their mind. If I gave a revolution, would you come? If I gave a revolution, would you come? Where are we going? Time out and time in. Time and space, space and time. Where are we going in time? In time, we must take the powder soaping from our screaming veins. In time, we must take the veils from our shadow eyes. In time, we must take the arsenic spears from our punctured hearts. Oh, dear, what can this madness be? Oh, dear, what can this madness be? Oh, dear, what can this madness be? Sweet Willie was lynched at the fair. Where are we going in time and time and space? And space is time and space is in and time out. Where are we going in time? And time cries cause Ned died, cause Train died, cause Bird died. And time cries cause George died, cause Lumumba died, cause King died, cause Malcolm died, and Malcolm died, and Malcolm died, and Malcolm died. We killed Malcolm. Yes, we killed Malcolm. We killed Malcolm with prayers to a fuzzy tongue, wrinkled God. We killed Malcolm with weak illusions, cocaine dreams, and skag fantasies. We killed Malcolm with bullshit sessions in smoke-filled cafes with staccato cries. Teach, brother. Teach, brother. Oh, forgive us, dear prince, for pimping the beauty of your soul with anguish lies of total manhood while our faggot words melted in the heat of a romantic sun. Forgive us, dear prince, for tarnishing your shining crown with flaming shit and liquid farts while entranced by the tune of the guzzling Pied Piper. And forgive us, dear prince, for desecrating your grave with the screaming skulls of skag-bone demons and the yellow blood of vomiting whores. Sunrise! We must rise in the dawning womb of morning like a newborn sun to melt the ulcers of sorrow that lurk in the diseased dungeons of our soul. Sunrise, we must rise like the high-flying phoenix, never again to be grounded in the filth and deprivation of a naked worm. Sunrise, we must rise with the love and prayers of Allah to cure the choking thoughts of the blistering madmen in their sleep. Where are we going in time and space? In time, time now. Now is the time and space and time. Time now, occupy that space, niggas. Now is the time and space.
Run, niggas, to occupy that space and time. Now is the time, niggas, run, niggas, in space and time. Time to occupy that space. Run, niggas, now is the time. Run, niggas, in time and space. Now is the time, now is the time, now is the time. Niggas, the time is now. You got to find your mind in space and time. You got to find your mind in space and time. You got to find your mind.
Now is the time for all men to stand. Rise up, you starved and toiling masses. My brothers, sisters, all. We cannot fail. Justice is our avenging age. How will we remember?
CKUT 90.3 FM. You are tuned into Time is 4 Clocks. This is Archie Shepp, Henry Grimes on bass. With On This Night. Gonna have a bunch more jazz in this vein coming up in our second hour, which is a guest mix by my good friend Sarah Sudi, aka DJ Smooth Transitions, artist and activist based in Hamilton, Ontario, based in Black Resistance. Stay tuned.
Here comes the judge. Let everybody rise.
Do it every time.
Here comes the judge. Let everybody rise. In walks the beast, dressed up in disguise. Up walks the pig with his little badge of tin. Out goes the cry, bring the prisoners in. Stand at the bar, and ones and twos and threes. All right, DA, read out the charges, please. Hush up, defense, I hear not what you say. Guilty are all assembled here today. 50 are here, but just one face is pale. Crazy mixed up kid, what are you doing in jail? You robbed the bank, why that's no serious crime. My Uncle Jesse James did that all the time. Now what did these blacks and Puerto Ricans do? He stole some bread and he a pair of shoes. He would not budge when the policeman said to move. They all must get time, there's nothing else to do. He had some dope and this one had a gun. This one was drunk, out looking for some fun. These few are mad, they speak of liberty. They are a threat to our society. They are organized into a terrorist band. Cut off their heads, their body cannot stand. Lock this one up and execute this pair. Gag this one's mouth and put him in the chair. Take them away, the pen must be their fate. We must provide free labor for the state. We need some more policemen on the beat to keep these hoods and criminals off the street. This is the brand of justice in the court. A special brand for poor folks to exploit. A brand replete with treacheries and flaws. A mockery of justice and laws. Made to protect their mountains of gold and all the other wealth that they have stole. No sense of shame for the way they behave. Just a driving desire to exploit and enslave. But a new day is coming for the oppressed. A desire to have all of their grievance redressed. They'll sing a new song in a whole different tone. Everything would improve if they'd leave us alone. There's no limit to the things we could do. We'd run our own courts, our own government too. A well-organized state is what it could be. One nation of blacks, independent and free. One nation of blacks, independent and free. One nation of blacks, independent and free.
Thank you. Well, you know, Jesus didn't die for us so we could be halfway between two places. He didn't die for us so we could not exactly be a total mess or a failure anymore, but yet never really be victorious either. And a lot of people, I think, get stuck somewhere in the middle. And they've got too much of God to go on, to go back, but not enough of God to go on. And so it's very important to me that I do whatever part I can do with the calling on my life to help people be all the
I'm trying to sell myself and I will do it by myself. I don't trust a soul and I don't need no fucking help. I'm paranoid that everybody's out to try and get me. I'm looking over shoulders as I'm passing through the deli. Maybe it's my skin or maybe it's the way I dress. I'm tearing up my limbs and I won't make it to the next. I'm walking down the street and I'm anticipating death. All because a motherfucker looked at me and said, I go into the void.
Transformation of one's basic feeling, one's basic consciousness of life.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm Bilal, and I'd like to invite you to join us on this recording with all of our rhythms, songs, oh, just about anything that you can do with us to make it a lot of fun and really get into the swing of this with us. Okay, here we go.
Learning isn't fun? Just listen to this.